The Fanita Ranch development saga appears to have reached its conclusion, and it's not the ending HomeFed Corporation was hoping for. In the first week of June, both the San Diego Superior Court and California's 4th District Court of Appeal handed down decisive rejections of the controversial 3,008-home project in Santee's Northern Hillsides.
Marcus, this is the fifth time a court has ruled against this project since HomeFed first proposed it back in 1999. The appellate court found that Santee improperly tried to exceed its general plan limits after voters passed Measure N, while the Superior Court rejected the city's attempt to bypass a public referendum.
The environmental groups that fought this battle, Preserve Wild Santee and the Center for Biological Diversity, represented by Van Collinsworth and John Buse, are calling this a decisive moment for fire-safe planning in East County, and they have good reason to celebrate.
The timing is particularly striking given what we're seeing with fire conditions this season. We've already had two significant blazes. The November fire at Camp Pendleton burned 560 acres, and the Border 6 fire consumed over 2,600 acres near Dalzora. CAL FIRE is saying this is shaping up to be an intense fire year, and they've just deployed their fourth C-130 air tanker to Ramona Airport.
That context makes the court decisions even more significant. The judges weren't just ruling on procedural issues, they were essentially validating concerns about putting thousands of homes in wildfire-prone terrain during what experts are calling an especially dangerous fire season.
HomeFed has one last legal option, appealing to the state Supreme Court. But given that this is the fifth adverse ruling across multiple jurisdictions, the legal precedent seems pretty clear. The courts are consistently finding that Santee overstepped its authority and that voters should have had their say.
This case will likely become a template for how California handles development in fire-prone areas, especially in communities where residents have voted for growth limits. The Measure N vote wasn't close. Santee residents clearly wanted constraints on hillside development.
For Santee specifically, this frees up city resources that have been tied up in litigation for nearly three decades. Instead of fighting legal battles over Fanita Ranch, the city can focus on projects like the new community center that's actually under construction, or addressing the infrastructure needs of existing neighborhoods.
And it sends a message to developers throughout East County that voters' wishes on growth limits will be respected by the courts. That's significant precedent as other communities grapple with similar pressures.